Thinking about GLP-1s to help with weight loss? Go micro with Noom. You start off with a small dose of medication, then gradually increase as your body reacts. The Noom GLP-1 microdose program starts at $79 and is delivered to your door in 7 days. Start your microdose GLP-1 journey today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Noom. Micro changes, big results. Initial 3-week subscription and 4 weeks of medication from $79 plus tax and $179 per month plus tax for 12-week subscription thereafter. Final pricing depends on program selection.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback. Made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, The Fan and The Fan Sports Network. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Fast Break Friday, everybody.
What is
happening? Welcome to Two Brandons, One Dirt.
Yeah, I'm getting double teamed today, and I'm not happy about it. We need another dirt in here. We keep hiring Brandons. You guys are all over the place. Brandons are taking over the world, man.
Well, what did America shout a couple years ago?
Yeah, that's true.
Let's go Brandon.
We're going Brandon today, man.
It was destined for a long time.
This was written in the stars years ago that you were going to find another Brandon and take me out. You've always wanted this show to be Brandon and Brandon, haven't
you?
Damn
right I do.
Am I going to get Wally pipped? I think I'm getting Wally pipped today. Brandon and his Dr. Pepper in there. He's getting ready to go.
One of my favorite radio shows, Mike and Mike.
Who could forget Mike and Mike, the legendary radio show on ESPN? Andy and Andy doesn't sound good. You can't do dirt and dirt. That's no good at all. Brandon and Brandon, you could probably pull off.
You think Brandon's here to just fill in for swag?
No, he's secretly
Wally Pippen you.
This is his audition, slowly but surely. You're going to start throwing questions to him. So, Brandon, what do you think about the Blazers this weekend? Huh? You think they're going to win game one? Hey, what about me?
You know what, fun fact?
Yeah, what's a fun fact?
This is the first time in my entire life, and I've worked quite a few.
Yeah.
This is the first time in my whole life I've ever worked with another Brandon.
And you guys are same spelling, correct?
Correct.
One of you's not a weird I-N-E-N. It's a, you're
nope,
both
traditional.
Traditional.
O-N.
The correct
yep.
O-N way.
Yeah, I've always, I might be.
Your peer Brandons.
I think we can rephrase that. That's weird.
You're the real Brandons,
yeah, okay? All right.
You're not this watered-down version of an I-N Brandon.
I've always broken away, though, from the, I think, mass amounts of Brandons.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it should be E-N.
You think it should be?
Well, how many people actually say Brandon?
I mean, nobody says it that way. Yeah.
Right? Like, how many words? Are there a lot of words with O-N that you say N?
That's a good question.
More people say Brandon than they do Brandon.
Yeah, usually the O-N is a harder pronunciation.
Yeah.
Yeah, in any other word that it's normally spelled.
Right.
I mean, look, I see your argument, but does anybody ever get confused and accidentally call you Brandon?
No,
like
no,
nobody
no,
does.
Never,
like
no,
I think we've gotten to the point now as a society where a lot of things in the English language don't make any sense, and we just understand it. That's Brandon.
I once in a while will get somebody that says, is that O-N?
Is that an O-N, Brandon?
Because I think people are encountering E's and I's more.
A lot more.
Yeah, a lot more.
Should have gone D-Y-N. How about that, Brandon?
That's the next generation.
That's the Gen Z,
Brandon.
That's
the 2100.
It's coming.
The year 2100. It will be D-Y-N.
They'll be here before we know it.
Yeah.
But based on the way you quickly say it, Brandon.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I-N could apply, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, it could apply.
I-R-E works.
Yeah. Probably sounds more phonetically correct.
You could more make fun of us in our traditional spelling than you could the other people who you say are weird for spelling.
You're the OGs. You both are the OGs. I'll ride with the ONs any day of the week.
So I was at the coast a couple weeks ago for spring break, and I can't speak for every Brandon out there. You know, I can only speak for this Brandon.
Don't put words in that Brandon's mouth.
I will not put words in Brandon's mouth.
But this Brandon grew up, and every time we would go on a trip, whether that fly somewhere or drive somewhere, you always go to these like local gift shops.
Yep.
And every single time, I would go look for the standard keychain, either the little Oregon license plate or right. the town that you're in, and it's like, you know, Depot Bay of whatever version the keychain is, right?
It says your name on it.
Never found my name.
Yeah.
Growing up, I would never, I'd once in a blue moon find a Brandon, and now I've noticed every time I go.
Always there.
Always there. Always
really?
There. Yeah. Did you have this? At this
I had a similar. Yes, there was a similar progression where yeah. when I was younger, it wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Which I was like, that's weird because I have like three of them in my class. How is there not a Brandon?
There's Brandons everywhere. Man. What are we doing here?
But yeah, now it's just like it's one of the more common names now. That's like it's always on those keychains.
Yeah, I feel like it's not like an uncommon name when we were kids.
No.
But also, like,
I knew some Brandons growing up.
Okay, so he said he had three. Yeah. I only had, I'm trying to think how many I had growing up. I only had one, I think, in middle and high school.
I think I had two. I think I had one that didn't go to my high school, but I was friends with, and then one that went to school with me that I can remember. There might have been more than that I don't remember. A little hazy back in the day.
Yeah.
But I remember at least two.
Yeah, there was only ever, like, one other one.
Yeah, that's the thing of having the name Andy. You never had to worry about that. Because there's not that many A names, and you always want to make sure there's a couple for each letter in there.
Now, I'm not asking this to offend you.
Sure, go ahead.
You have any girls with Andy?
No, I actually never knew an Andy named girl.
There you go.
No.
It's not a very common thing.
No.
Andy girl,
but it is a little weird having a name that could go both ways.
it's
a little strange.
It's a swing name.
Thankfully, I've never met one because that would weird me out. Yeah. It would be even weirder if I ever dated one.
You have a by name.
Yeah, I do have a by name.
You have a by name.
It plays for both teams.
Absolutely.
And the spelling could be a little bit different, but predominantly the same. And if it ever became a bigger deal in that regard, I might have to go just give me the full official. I'm Andrew now. All right? We're lengthening this thing. Give me some tea in my name. I'm Andrew.
So I want to ask you this, too, as a follow-up, because you just hit something that reminded me. So once upon a time, we worked. She was much younger, and she was in our promotions marketing department.
Mm-hmm.
And she was delightful. And her name was Morgan, but it was spelled Morgan.
Yeah.
And I think technically it is Morgan.
Yeah, A-N-N-E.
But she would just always introduce herself as Morgan.
Morgan, simpler.
Well, she moved on, as many do, from Odyssey, Portland. They grow, they develop, they become really good, and then they bounce. Okay?
They spread their wings.
They spread their wings
and
they leave
us. They fly out west.
So she flies away. We don't see her. And then randomly she pops back up, and she's in a relationship with a Morgan.
Yes. A Morgan and a Morgan.
We have a Morgan, and they've gotten married.
Yes.
They're married. They're Morgan and Morgan.
Not just a fling. We've got a family situation going on.
You know what I mean? Like, they are living together, Morgan and Morgan. And right. I've always wondered, because my name isn't in this.
No.
If, God forbid, your wife ever just left you because she had some sense to her.
Yeah, she's had enough.
Yes.
I'm getting out.
Could you ever fathom?
It would be really weird.
Being with,
it would be
like an Andy that spells it with an I at the end, or
really weird. It would help slightly if the spelling was different.
What if it was exactly
if it
the
was
same?
Exactly the same? It would have to be the you would have to be a very special person for me to overlook that, because it would be a little weird. Dating somebody with the same name as you is just, that's got to be a strange feeling. Now in her case, to your point, it's a Morgan, and I think he's legitimately a Morgan,
and I think she, like, just introduced herself as a Morgan because it's like Morgan.
You don't want to have to do it every time you introduce yourself.
Exactly.
It's a Morgan. Wait, how do you spell that? Then there's a follow-up, and you got to do the whole thing.
Right.
He's like, I believe in a traditional M-O-R-G-A-N, Morgan.
I believe you're right,
and that's the way they spell it. So the spelling is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be weird. I mean, my parents had this with their last names.
Oh, the Johnson.
Both of my parents' last name is Johnson.
I didn't know your mom's last name.
My
was...
mom never had to change her last name.
Oh, that's great.
A Johnson married a Johnson.
Dude, less paperwork. That's so good.
She never had to change her name, never had to get a new driver's license.
She won't lose her voting rights.
No, she will not have her voting rights taken away because none of that stuff needed to go through. And like, you know, there's a little bit of a thought internally of like, wait a minute, you know, what are the odds? What are the chances? I'm a little weird. You know, how many centuries back are we going?
Right.
Where is there a crossover and a branch here?
You guys have similar eyes.
Wait a minute. I got questions. I got some follow-ups. They were both Johnsons.
Yeah.
And I've never really asked them, like, how quickly into dating did they realize the last name? Like, I don't know what date that happens, first date, second date, when you realize the full name. Maybe you knew it going into the situation. But that had to have been a good chuckle over a cocktail, I'd imagine, of like, wait a minute. You're a Johnson, too?
You should try to find the backstory, because I'm also wondering, because your parents are age-wise...
My dad's 75, my mom's 72, I believe.
God, it always throws me off.
73?
Okay, so your parents had you a little later.
Yeah.
I'd love to know, back when they started dating, like, did they do the full-on, Sue Johnson? And then write the phone number?
Right.
Was it a mutual friend? Like, do you even know how they
met? I know that the backstory was it was a blind date. I can't remember who the friend was that set them up, but there was somebody had said, you should go, you know, they were getting up there. They were running out of time. Their clock was ticking.
Gotcha.
As we all know. When
pressure cooker.
When you get to the mid-30s and you don't have a little kid popping out anytime soon, that's shot 5, 4, 3. You got to get your shot off.
Coworkers asking me, what's wrong with me?
Right, exactly. I'm sure back in the day, too, their parents were probably like, so you ever going to have kids? Like, it's only gotten, probably really bad back in the day.
Right.
So, yeah, it was like, I think you'll like them. It was a blind date, but I don't know if they knew the last name upon the blind date, and if they did, they should have made a lot of Johnson & Johnson jokes.
If you were ever in a situation where you dated an individual named Andy, I feel like you would ruin the relationship.
Probably.
By simply never stop investigating if the name's actually Andrea, right. So you could call her by the full name instead of the nickname.
Andrea that goes by Andy.
Like, there's no way it's Andrea.
Wait a minute. There's got to be a different legal status here, okay?
And then also, like, what does she call you in the house if you're with an Andy? Because I assume you're calling her Andy.
I mean, I would
imagine. Are you
doing
a babe thing?
Well, how often
Andy
do you
boy,
call
boy, Andy girl?
Yeah, A-G-A-B. How often do you call your wife her first name?
Oh, that's a great question.
A part of like daily dialogue. How often is there a Lynn that gets dropped?
Rarely.
Right?
Rarely. I only have to if I'm like trying to get her attention over my crying children.
Yeah, that's, and it's like you're not paying it. You can't hear me.
Right.
And
hold
like,
on. Are we going to discover our wives have the same name here too?
Oh gosh,
that would be really funny.
What's your wife's name?
Diana.
Okay. Bullet dodged. There's been a weird, bizarre world thing going on, man. I don't know. Maybe you're the one getting Wally pipped. He's stealing your identity.
No, he's the new Brandon.
He's a Brandon that's married to a Lynn.
Alternate universe.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about that. That's a good question. How often
very
you
rarely.
Call your wife
I'm,
by her
with,
name.
I'm with Ether Brandon in this. Very rarely. New Brandon. I got it. I can't say Brandon. We got to come
something.
Up with something, dude.
We got to figure that out.
This is
going to
throw
a couple days here.
No other show has to deal with this because there's no other Brandons in the building. But when you're here, now I'm like.
Yep, this is the one show. I've been waiting for like this situation, too, because I've done all the other shows.
Right.
This is the one show that I knew this was going to be a problem.
I think you'll learn about me. I'll do what it takes. I'm a big team guy. If I need to be Pale Brandon, I'll be Pale Brandon.
Yeah, Pale Brandon probably.
Pale Brandon is. I'm okay with that.
You're pretty pale to begin with, too.
I am clear.
Yeah, you're pasty.
I'm not even pale. I'm clear.
You're pasty.
I had my thighs out the other day on a sunny day, and my daughter was like,
put
good
those things
God.
On there, man. Nobody wants to see
all
that.
You see is veins.
Right.
You know that movie where...
Translucent, man.
What's the guy who, like, Invisible Man?
Oh, the Kevin Bacon
Kevin
movie?
Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
You remember what? Like, right before he fully disappears, you see just his, like, his lungs and everything. Like, that's
the blood
me.
Running through his system.
Yeah, dude. His vascular system? That's just me walking around in sun.
How are your veins looking? Looking good and healthy?
Super blue.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
I'm assuming that's good.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
I don't believe so.
I probably, on average, call my wife by her name on a daily basis. Maybe twice.
Maybe twice.
And one of those is me downstairs being lazy.
Right. Right. I need something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can't hear me.
And she's probably on a work meeting, and there's just an idiot in the background downstairs that's like they can hear through the Zoom. Right.
Sorry,
camera.
Sorry, guys. That's my husband who, you know, needed something out of the pantry, and he's yelling at me for getting him in the middle of a Zoom meeting.
The thing
right
I told him was on the table turns out was on the table.
Hey, where
he's
was that again? Remember when I said it was right there? Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You know what's funny is I give my daughter, my oldest, has this problem. Like, we'll say, like, oh, it's over there. She'll look. She won't find it. She'll then start yelling, where is it? You said it's not here. And then we'll instantly go down, and it'll just be under, like, a piece of paper. Like, it's right here. Why don't you look? And then maybe 3 hours later, after I've given her crap, guess who's doing the same thing?
Hey, where's
you
that?
You see my shoes? Oh, never mind.
I got them.
I just, it's genetic. It's
my
terrible.
Wife does that 15 times a day with her phone and her water bottle.
Oh, my wife loses her phone
constantly.
Phone
all the time.
Hey, have you seen my phone? It's like, this is my job now? Now I got to track your phone? Do I need a device in this thing?
God
she might
bless
as well have
iPhones for us to just kind of follow it like a compass to right. find them. Because
thank God
all
for the
time, man.
Dude, my wife might as well own my phone with the amount of time she has to grab it. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, Nick's yeah. walking around.
Like a metal detector at the park. What are you looking for? My phone. Damn it, I lost it again.
But I can't really give her crap for it because I lose all of my stuff.
Yeah, if you do it too, then you can't, you know, you can't throw rocks in a glass house.
You know, fun fact, my in-laws had a similar situation to your parents, but my mother-in-law decided not to change her last name because my father-in-law's last name is Nguyen. Very traditional Vietnamese last name.
Very, yeah.
Her first name is Nguyen. So if she would have they got married and she changed her name, she'd be Nguyen.
Nguyen's, I mean, that's a good name.
I mean, yeah, there's also...
I mean, I know. It's not ideal, but that's kind of cool.
How many older white people think that's cool?
A lot of older white people think it's cool. I think so.
Do they?
Maybe younger white people think it's cool.
Younger white people are like, win-win.
Now I'm just doing all I do is win-win-win, yeah, win, no matter.
Exactly.
Like, this would be your theme song everywhere you walk in. It's perfect.
Yeah, so she just kept her maiden name.
I enjoyed this. Anthony said your mom should have hyphenated her last name. That would have been pretty funny if she did that.
Johnson and
I'm
Johnson.
I'm not changing it. I'll hyphenate. Johnson Johnson. What's your last name? Johnson Johnson.
And then you sue to try to get into the Johnson & Johnson.
Hey, you've stolen our LLC. We were the first ones around here, man. Give me a piece of that fortune.
Well, Dirt's in. Brandon's in. Pale Brandon is in with you today. We got a loaded show. There's a lot to talk about. We got some college football on the show notes.
Yeah, buddy.
We got Blazer playoff game to talk about.
Game one.
Playoff series to get into.
My mind got all discombobulated yesterday, and I was thinking about next Friday's game, and then I'm sitting around the house, and I'm like, hey, we got a playoff game tomorrow night. And then it dawned on me last night as I'm going to bed. I'm like, no, I'm an idiot. It's not until Sunday. Now I'm kind of disappointed.
I had a similar thing, and I'll tell you how. So we got a loaded show, a lot to get to. Let's start next. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The fan. All right, welcome back in. Got some Tom Dundon in my show notes today from something I heard.
Old cheap Dundon, huh? Penny pincher Dundon. What's he up to these days? Uh-oh.
Can we think of a cheap nickname for Tom Dundon? What's something that would be really good when you're calling Tom Dundon cheap?
We got to come up with something. What are they eating before the game? Top ramen? Is that their pregame meal for game one?
That's their postgame meal.
You're going to get ramen and you're going to like it.
Postgame, he's not going to allow you to have the seasoning packet.
No.
Why don't you earn
raw noodles. If you lose that game,
oh, man.
No seasoning in your ramen.
Better watch out. I had the confusion, so I don't know what's going to happen. You know, we'll get to the series. I really want to go to that Sunday game next week.
Yeah, game four, a week from Sunday.
Like, it's kind of perfect. I love the idea of waking up and having a little breakfast, maybe go get brunch somewhere, and then just walk to the arena. Like, that sounds great to me.
Now, you never get too over your skis about look-ahead forecasts, but I will say, as of right now, next weekend appears to be a very nice weekend.
Sure, but
which is going to make it even better if you're walking around. Dude. Trees are blooming, sun's out, it's perfect.
I think that's the best thing is, like, they either win that game to avoid a sweep, they win the game and have a tied series going back to San Antonio.
Right. Win the game and take the lead in the series.
But even if they lose the game, if I walk out of the Moda Center, I mean, it'd be a bit of a bummer, but the sun out will make everybody feel infinitely better.
It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Exactly.
You still got the rest of your Sunday ahead. Oh. There's no scaries that are sinking
glorious
in yet, right? It's just, we got time. Where are we going to go for dinner? Am I going to go home and cook? You got the rest of the day. The world is your oyster.
Dude, maybe the way to do it is reverse. You eat a breakfast early, you go to the game, and then you walk out of the Moda Center and you go get a bite to eat in the sunshine.
I think that's a brilliant idea. Find a place to eat outdoors. Somebody said Tightwad Tom.
Tightwad Tom is a good one.
That's pretty
solid.
That's
a great one.
Leader in the clubhouse.
Okay.
Tightwad Tom.
We should put a poll question up on this. If we were to give Tom Dundon a cheap nickname, what are the best options? I like that we got at least one. Tightwad Tom.
There's your starter.
Okay. If we get any others, let's add it to the list, and we'll do a poll question on it.
Got it.
So I'm thinking about going to that game. I really want to go to that game. I'd love to take my kids, but we'll have to wait and see on some of that stuff. That being said, I have also become confused and confused people with this in the way that you talk about next Friday's game. So a week from today being our game three,
for some dumb reason thinking yesterday that was today's day and we were going to get a Friday night Blazer game.
My brother-in-law yesterday goes, if I hit puberty there, as my brother-in-law yesterday goes, dude, how are you going to the game on Sunday? And I was like, well, I figured I'd just drive. I don't want to take the max.
That's usually how I get to.
He goes, it's San Antonio. And I was like, yeah, game four.
A week from Sunday.
He had the same thing of like,
that's right.
And I was like, I guess I should have specified, but also, should I?
No.
Don't we all know we're the road team?
No. Me and your brother-in-law are the idiots in this scenario. Okay. We forget our calendars and what day it is. I will, though, partially blame the NBA for all of this because they're already starting to ruin it by spacing everything out so much.
Dude, would you like to hear the Lakers schedule?
We didn't have a game last night. Like, all right, just an empty void so we can have two play-in games tonight.
So this is what they're doing. So the NBA, we'll just do this now, I guess. So the NBA, you can make a point that this is dumb. I've thought about this, and I don't like, my thing is I don't like the first round is so long. I don't like seven-game series in the first round. I think it's pointless. I don't think it adds any urgency. I think it'd be better if you had one of your better teams lose their first game. You're like, oh, my God, could they get eliminated?
Right.
Versus it's game seven. I think the Thunder will be fine if they somehow get Steph Curry, right?
Well, and then on top of that, you lose your first game, and then guess what happens the next night? Game two. You go do it again.
Exactly.
But God forbid back-to-backs.
They're really anchoring the weekend.
Yes.
They really want all of the games they can get on the weekend. So, like, let's take the Lakers-Rockets series, for example. That first game is Saturday.
Yes.
The second game is Wednesday.
So they don't play Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. 3 days off between game one and game two.
Not traveling anywhere, by the way.
No.
LA stays in LA.
They're not going anywhere.
And then the game three, Sunday. Saturday, Wednesday, Sunday is the schedule for the Rockets-Lakers series.
Did they cook that up because of Luka's injury? They want to give him a little more time to get healthy?
People have a suspicion on that of like, did you guys stretch that and
that's
maximize
it? That's insane, dude. So game one of their series will happen before game one, Spurs and Blazers.
Yeah.
And on that following Sunday, the Blazers and Spurs will be playing game four.
Yes.
And the Lakers and Rockets will be playing game three.
Correct.
And their series starts a day before our start because we play on Sunday, they play on Saturday.
You would be correct on
that. That is absolute insanity.
But that's an example.
Lock Adam Silver up now. This should be illegal, dude. I understand the priority of weekends. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
What are we doing, man?
I don't. And here's the funny thing. So I mentioned the Lakers. Their first game is Saturday against the Rockets.
Yeah, it's the night game tomorrow night, 5:30 on ABC.
Their second game is Wednesday. Would you care to guess who else plays Saturday?
I know because I have the schedule in front of me.
Okay, Raptors, Cavs, and Hawks, Knicks are two series that also start Saturday. Do you know when their game two is?
Probably.
Monday.
Monday, 2 days later.
The
way it should be for everybody. What if Luka doesn't play, too? If Luka doesn't play,
I don't think either of them are playing. This is ridiculous.
Right.
And
right.
It's just, this is, I don't think it's just the NBA cooking it up. I think the first round is just kind of stupid.
Yeah. It should be a five-game series where
at
you play.
At most, five-game series.
You start on, like, if you want to start on a Saturday, that's fine. These should all be wrapped up by the time you get to next Friday. And then going into the next weekend, you could start the second round.
So, like, my take would be three-game series, first round, home, away, home.
Ooh, spicy. Okay.
The better teams should get more home games.
Yes, they should.
But I love the idea of the road team pulling a game one upset
having
and
a chance
going
to win.
Home with a chance to win the series and pull off an upset.
And you can't have in that scenario the last game of the series be the lower seeded team. Like imagine Portland San Antonio where you steal one of the first two games and then you get a game three on your home floor for
right.
elimination.
It always has to be at
quote unquote game seven. Yeah. Like you can't have that on the lower seeded team's floor.
I just imagine if Denny has a 40-point burger
right.
in game one and we're like, oh my God, if he does it one more time.
We could be going to the series.
We could be going to the
we're
second
going to
round.
The second round.
It'd be nuts.
It would be pretty awesome.
But if they win game one, we're all going to go, well, they're definitely going to get us a game two.
Well, the tough part with it, like I criticize the NCAA tournament for this because I'm not the biggest college basketball guy. It's pretty obvious if you've listened to the show. They lose a little bit of momentum for me because that first 4 days is great. And then you're like, all right. And I understand why they do it. You got to go to a different site. You got to get your money.
You got to let fans travel.
Right, fans got to travel and all that. But yeah. you lose momentum. And you play the next week and you're like, ah, that was kind of fun. And then you wait around for another week and then you get the final four. So it just takes forever. Like, there's not that many first-round series. Obviously, we're involved in one, so I'm very excited for Blazers-Spurs to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
And you could sell me little note, like, you know, Knicks and Hawks. That would be really funny if New York lost in the first round.
Yes.
Curious to see how that goes. I brought up Denver and Minnesota, right? Jokic, Anthony Edwards. That's going to be fantastic.
Right.
Outside of that, there's nothing else in the first round that gets me going at all. Will I be watching? Yeah. Will it be on my TV? Yeah. But when you start to get more entertaining as a product is when you get to the second round.
Second in conference
like,
finals,
I would just have the philosophy of, like, how do we speed up to get to
that's
that point
saying.
To win all of these matchups? Now we got Spurs versus Nuggets in round two and OKC versus the winner of likely Lakers and Rockets. Like, that to me is more entertaining than whatever we're going to get in the first round.
But let me also ask you this, though. Like, I think you and there's a lot of people I think are far more in your camp on the first round. And I don't blame anybody. I don't look at the first round and get necessarily hyped for it. Like, if I'm going to have Orlando on my screen, like, good God.
Yeah, no thanks, man.
Please, Hornets win that game.
That was the first time I've watched Orlando in a minute, and that was not very fun to watch.
I don't want to watch that Orlando team. But, like, all that being said, as uninteresting as the first round can be in the NBA, if I told you it was whittled down, I think you'd have to go.
Then there's
I'm
a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
Like, there's even that for Portland. Like, you could go in and win game one on Sunday. It doesn't mean anything. We did that in the bubble against the Lakers.
We did.
We beat the
Lakers. Thought we were going to be that Laker team.
We were the 8 seed.
Four straight.
One game one. Barkley's on TV with a broom saying the Blazers are going to sweep the Lakers, and then we lost four in a row. And
we
the season
did.
Was
yes.
over. So that's the hard part with the longer series is that you can even win that game, but yes, in a certain sense, it is momentum, but it can switch back so easily because the series is so long. But 100%. A five-game series,
yeah.
You win game one or game two in a five-game series, it's a totally different ballgame.
Yeah, there's no doubt about
it.
The
NBA will never do it, though, because it's financials.
No,
it's why they'll never shorten the regular season. But these are all valid arguments that I think would make the product a lot better. I had not seen the Lakers series or how the schedule plays out.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, I went through them yesterday because I was looking at some of the other teams outside of our,
right.
you know, our area, and I'm like, oh. Oh, my God. Saturday, Wednesday,
wait,
Sunday?
Wait, what?
Three games?
In a week?
More than a week.
More than a week.
It's, you know, it's like, what are we doing here?
What's the Rockets just going to hang out in L.A. for 3 days?
I don't know.
All right, go shoot around again, I guess.
We'll pause on some NBA. We'll get to the Blazers today. We'll talk about some of the other series as well. There is a team that hasn't won a playoff series in a very, very long time.
Hmm.
Can you guess who it is? You can noodle on it. Can you guess when we get to it?
Okay.
I'll throw it back at you at that point. But coming up next, I think I woke up the sleeping giant. I think I deserve the credit for it. I'll tell you who I'm talking about next on The Fan.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1 The Fan. So we kicked off the show. We got two Brandons on the show today. Pale Brandon here. Update Brandon over there.
That is correct.
You can say what you were thinking you were going to say, though. What's opposite of pale?
Top rope. I'm going to call him Top Rope, Brandon.
Dude, that was
I only say that because that's how I basically grew up whenever there was another Brandon.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Black Brandon?
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
I was thinking it.
I know
you're
you
so right.
Yes.
I was.
We could call you guys the Oreo Cookie Brandon.
You're not wrong.
You're the Oreo Cookie of Brandon's friend.
That's something that I bring up if we're like friends for a month. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yo.
We're still new in this relationship.
Yeah, I'm not coming out the gate with that.
Nah, you got to ease into it.
All right. Well, we got two Brandons. We got one Andy.
We used to have a white CJ.
Dude,
now
we
have a black Brandon.
We had a
hell of a time, dude.
Look at us.
Look at us evolving.
Diversity.
Dave, we got it, baby.
We had never met.
Can't wait to see Dusty run in here when he gets in.
Would you guys cut it out?
I had never in my life met anybody named CJ that was white. So we did. We called him White CJ.
Threw us off. Like, CJ, what? Like when you hear the name CJ, where's your head go?
We all know. Dude.
And it was at the time CJ McCollum was still on the Blazers.
Exactly.
And we're like, wait, your name is CJ? And he officially became White CJ.
He did. So we're doing a lot of name stuff here at The Fan. I have a Tom Dundon thing I want to pass along today, and I just asked at the beginning, should we have a nickname for Tom Dundon being cheap? And here are two that we have so far, okay? I'll put a poll question. If we can get to four, I'll put four up.
Yeah, we need two more, people. Help us out here.
Here's one of them. Tightwad Tom.
Tightwad Tom.
And Scrooge McDundon, those are both great.
We might have a new leader in the clubhouse. I haven't decided yet.
Okay. I need two more.
This is going to be a tough vote.
If we're doing a poll question, what is the nickname for Tom Dundon?
Being cheap.
In regards to being cheap.
Yep.
And I think those are the two that we have that we're going to put up. If we get two more, send them in 503-864-6326. I think I deserve credit for Mike Trout's New York performance.
I think you do. You fired him up.
He went 1-for-9 and struck out 3 times against the Atlanta Braves. Man, since he played us.
This guy sucks.
I said he was overrated.
This guy's terrible, man.
I largely love to say Mike Trout's overrated just to piss dirt off.
Yeah, it always gets me going.
It gets you going a little bit. see our Bryce Harper conversation.
I have a weird defense of him, primarily
because...
I don't think it's weird.
I think it's right, to be honest.
Well, no, I mean, he hasn't been a good player in a long time. It's been probably since before COVID, since he was the Mike Trout of Mike Trout old.
Would you say he hasn't been good or just he's injured?
Both.
Like that's his whole career is, like, unfortunately, he's been injured too much.
So since COVID, I'll start in 2021. Like, he played in 36 games, 8 home runs, 18 RBIs. Yeah, he wasn't bad, I guess, in 2022. We got to 119 games, 40 home runs. That's a good year.
Dude, that's a great year.
But the last 3 years, I mean, it's been very limited games. Last year, though, for example, he played in 130 games. He had
pretty good for him.
26 home runs, and he hit .232.
What was his RBIs?
64.
Yeah, that's a bit of a down year for 130.
That's the first time he topped 100 games in a handful of years.
What year is this for him?
This is year 16 for him in the big leagues.
You know what? I take it back. That's a good year 16.
Yeah, I mean, he broke in 2011 when he was super young. It wasn't a full year in 2011, so technically year 15 full in the bigs. But he's gotten hot lately. It's more just a bummer of like, God, it sucks that he still plays for the Angels.
That's what I hate.
It just sucks, man.
No offense to Angels fans out there.
No.
He just got done with a 4-game set in New York.
He lit him up, man.
He had 5 home runs in the series. He was just unbelievable.
Felt like it was a case to be traded for.
He came into the series, Dirt. He came into the series batting .208. Mm-hmm. He's now hitting .246.
Isn't that funny how that works? In early season moments, because there's not that big of a sample size yet, you could have 2 games where you go 3-for-3 and you're like, hey, I was hitting .179. Now I'm at .284.
Unbelievable.
Look how quickly that turned around for me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hitter-friendly ballpark. We all know that. The game against Judge was a ton of fun the other night. There was a great highlight. I want to say it was Andy Pettit, but maybe I'm wrong. But whoever the New York broadcaster was on the game, on their feed, was basically talking about the pitcher of, like, he has a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, his slider breaks, blah, 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 mm-hmm. his changeup is this. And he's basically in the moment of saying, I don't know how anybody gets a hit off of him. And milliseconds later, it's a changeup to Harper.
See ya.
Or not to Harper, but to Trout. And he hits it basically out of the ballpark. Like, that couldn't have been better timed.
I think you just made my point, Harper.
I think I did. I did, man.
You
turn
Harper.
Around. No, Trout. Trout's the guy.
No, he's turned it around a little bit, and, you know, I just like to see that guy be good, but also I just like to see that guy.
Yes, I want him to be on a relevant team.
And that's all my thing was on him and Harper is I just didn't get to see him, I think, enough in the prime sweet spot of a career who all-time MLB history, I don't know, I'm not going to say anything crazy, like, oh, it's one of the top 5 best runs or top, I don't know where it ranks.
Sure.
But it's certainly in our lifetime, one of the best performances we've ever seen from a player.
Yeah, his WAR under the age of 27 is the best in the history of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And that was from 2012 to 2019. I think Mickey Mantle is second. Like, it shows you the status that he has. I guess if you're looking for optimism about seeing him on the big stage is that the AL West is pretty garbage this year.
Dude, that division.
Like, the Rangers and A's are tied for first, a game over 500. The Mariners lost again yesterday, now 3 in a row to the Padres. They're back to 4 games below 500, and so that momentum they had last weekend is kind of gone. And the Astros have been a tire fire. Now, they'll probably turn it around because that's what the Astros do every year and find their way back into the race, and I'm sure the Mariners will be fine long term, but that division is wide open, and the Angels are still in it at 10-10.
I actually feel like there's a lot of bad divisions in baseball, and it's early, but division, the NL East, is not good.
No, only one team. Your team is the only one above 500 right now.
Yeah, the AL West, I think, kind of sucks.
Of course, in my division, I have the Dodgers and Padres who are running away with everything.
The Wagons. I think
we're already 7.5 games out of first place, man.
The AL Central's okay. You know, they got 3 decent teams. We'll see if the Twinkies hang around, and then you go down, where was it? The NL Central, like, I love the Pirates as a story.
It's a great story.
But the Cubbies are dead last. The Brewers are kind of, you know, and they're not very far back. They're only 1.5 games between first and last. But, I don't think that division's amazing. It's just very interesting. Like, how soon in the baseball season we can figure out and say, not that upsets are impossible in the postseason. We see it every year. But, like, how soon we can say, well, these are the clear top teams. And then it's everybody.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, how quick is that
clear separation? I don't think we're that far away from it.
I don't think we are either.
But the beauty of being in a bad division, and this goes back to the AL West point, like, if you're a Mariner fan right now, like, you're 8-12. You're 2.5 games out of first place.
That's why you don't panic.
Like, there's no need to because you're in the AL West. If you were in the NL West and you were already 7 games out of first place,
sunk.
Like, you're done. And you're just hoping for a wild card spot at that point. And so it gives life if you're in a bad division, and it gives you a little optimism. Now, the reverse of that is the teams who who are in those divisions with the better teams, and you're like, God, are we going to be able to catch them? Is that going to be attainable? But when you get these kind of crappy divisions, it gives everybody hope. Right now, the Astros and Mariners at 8-12, only 2.5 out of first place. You feel like you got life the rest of the way, and there's nothing to count out yet.
We have the Blazers-Spurs series that's going to start on Sunday evening. We'll dive into that coming up at the top of the hour. But coming up next, RIP? We should have seen it coming.
Mm.
I'll tell you what I'm talking about next on The Fan. Well, we ask and you guys delivered. And that's why you're the best audience in sports media. Tom Dundon being cheap nicknames. We're trying to write them down. Now, you have to remember, we're putting this up as a poll question just on social media. So we've got some good ones, but a few of them are a little too long.
You can only put four options in there.
Well, we only have four options, which sucks, because us choosing four doesn't mean that we chose the best four, per se. It's just like we're just doing it. And then some of them are a little long. Like, we got a discount double Dundon.
Dundon discount double check.
That's not going to fit, but, like, that's fantastic.
Right.
So I think the four we're going to go with are Tightwad Tom.
Tightwad Tom, number one.
Scrooge McDundon.
Scrooge McDundon.
Tommy Two Nickels. I just love saying Tommy. You put the Tommy in
Tommy
anything.
Solid. Anything, man.
It's fantastic. And then Dunderfunded.
Dunderfunded. I'm just thinking of Dunder Mifflin.
I kind of am.
All I think of is the Dundies.
The Dundies Awards. We got Discount Dundon was sent in. Tommy Two Cheap. Dollar Tree Tom. Tommy Two Pennies.
Tommy Two Cheap's a pretty good one, too.
Cut Rate Tommy. Deprived Dundon. Thrifty Tom. Thrifty some good ones. Tom the Frugal. Solid. Solid effort.
Tommy Two Cheap?
Tommy Two Cheap's pretty, yeah.
That's a guy running a speakeasy that, like,
absolutely
he really nickels and dimes you when you show up to his place. Right. I think I'm going to go with Tommy Two Cheap.
Good options. Well done,
those
everybody.
Are all, I mean, you guys are great.
Phenomenal effort.
You've made our morning.
We evidently have a very cheap owner now.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I heard yesterday. I was like, that was cool to hear. Thanks. Been reading about it enough. Now I get to hear it. Awesome. Before we get into the Blazers-Spurs extravaganza, can we just pause for a moment and say RIP to Spirit Airlines?
Spirit Airlines is going down?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but the fuel costs continue to rise.
They're a little spendy right now, is what you're telling me? If it's $100 to fill up my truck, how much is it for a Spirit Airlines airplane?
Dude, I can't imagine.
Evidently what they can't afford.
I see diesel prices, and I'm like, oh, you poor truck guys.
Poor bastards. You I never flew Spirit Airlines.
So here's my thing. I'm jokingly bringing this up because war in Iran, fuel costs, like, aside.
What are you doing?
This was always going to end this way.
We all knew where the road was
going
to be.
You cannot, in good conscience, tell me that I am the only one in an airport that goes through, and as excited as I am to go to whatever that destination,
hey, traveling,
sits in the anxiety of flying. It's the quickest, it's the most efficient. I will always do it, but I have a huge fear of it. I cannot be the only one that ever refused to go on an airplane that looks like caution tape. You cannot make your airplane look like flying caution tape.
How bad was Spirit Airlines actually? Because there was always those, you hear stories and, you know, hear the secondhand tales of how awful it was.
My wife flew Spirit one time. She had a friend who had a birthday extravaganza in Vegas. And this was years and years ago. I think Spirit was just a couple years old, but they already had the reputation of...
Sure, but then you look at the price, and it was probably like $70 for a round trip to Vegas.
Which at that point for us was like, that's a good price.
Man, I got to go to Vegas. Might as well make it affordable.
And she did make that choice herself.
Yes.
I wasn't sitting in that house making her go Spirit. I was like, just choose whatever you want.
Do the cheaper option.
She chose it, and the only time ever that I have tracked my wife, not that she's traveled a lot without me.
Sure.
The only time I've actually brought up on, like, the map with the moving plane was when she flew Spirit to make sure it landed safely in Vegas. And I remember seeing her plane over Nevada, and I was like, just get there.
You're almost there.
Just land. Because everybody was already talking about it. Right. Their entire thing. You want to call yourself Spirit. Dude, not a bad name. No. I'm not mad at it.
No, they got Halloween stores everywhere.
Who okayed it to paint it all yellow, and then the font is black? It literally makes me think of caution. Don't walk here. Somebody's dead. something bad is happening when I see that plane. That's all I think about when I see it in the air.
I actually never went there mentally, but as somebody who knows how scared of flying you are, I understand why you did.
Absolutely.
I understand why you went there.
Dude, yeah.
Now, what happens if I booked a flight in like this summer on Spirit Airlines? Am I just S out of luck? I got to go rebook? Are they going to like honor my flight?
So this is a CBS News report.
They're like legitimately shutting down?
Legitimately, CBS News reported this morning or yesterday last night, late last night into this morning, that like they might be filing bankruptcy and ceasing operations today. And if that happens, like, I guess we'll pass it along now that we brought it up. But like, people have tickets and they're like, what happens?
Yeah, what do I do?
Do I get money back?
I mean, yeah, you better get your money.
You better give me my money back.
You better if you bought a ticket and the flight isn't there anymore.
Now, what are the odds somebody is going to pay somebody in the administration to bankroll their
probably happened. We did this
existence,
and we did this during.
We've done this like four times.
Yeah, I mean, after the 2008 recession, we bailed out all the automakers,
yeah,
so they would stay in service. We've definitely done this for airlines. We did it during COVID when people stopped flying anywhere and they needed the little boost from the economy. Why don't they just raise their prices?
I don't know if people want to pay more prices for them. You know what I mean? Delta might get away with it.
Might pull Alaska that one
Airlines,
off.
Yeah. United, might have a shot at it. American. I think they can get away with it.
We didn't. You were out when we did the story, but I can't remember what airline it was. Did you see there was one though that's planning on putting in basically like sleeping rows where your seat will you can like get the whole row.
United.
It was United, and you can lay down on your seat now.
Really?
Yeah. There's a new flight there, a new design that they're coming out with.
There's a guy that I just saw like a snippet of an interview, and he's a CEO of like a he wants to start. Either an existing airline or he's like starting one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an existing one. He wants to eliminate a bathroom. So there's usually two. He wants to eliminate one and he wants to charge you to use the other one. And people were like, what the hell are we doing? And he goes, well, it actually provides more leg space. And people are like, I don't care.
No.
Don't take away a bathroom and don't charge me.
One guy in there is taking a dump for 20 minutes. Oh. Now you got a line that's a mile long down the aisle.
Terrible.
This is a safety concern all of a sudden.
Dude, air travel has gotten so much worse.
It's brutal. I love when you hear those the people who work in like transportation are like, you know, why don't we bring class back to flying? What happened? We used to fly around in suits and wear hats and wear ties.
Yeah, why don't you dress up for the airport? Yeah. Like, why don't you give me a comfortable flight?
Why don't you give me a seat that's wide enough for my body, enough room for my knees? And not have the person in front of me in my lap. How about that? If you give me those options, maybe I'll wear a suit while I'm flying.
Don't charge me for my bag.
How about a bar cart in the back that I can stand up and go grab a cocktail at? No.
Man.
Give me some water down.
I always wanted to be on a double-decker plane that has a spiral staircase from one bar to another.
Yes.
A little piano man.
I've always wanted to have one of those in my house.
A spiral staircase?
A spiral staircase.
I once stayed at a lake house years ago when I was a child.
Once you see one,
it's really cool.
It's captivating.
Terrible to use.
Sure.
Functionality is awful. Do you know how many people would break their legs on an airplane on a spiral staircase?
Don't be clumsy.
Dude, how many people would you hear going up and down the staircase?
I see enough people struggle on the spiral staircase on buses to know that that's not going to work on a plane.
Yeah, dude. Like, there's no way.
I still want one in my man cave. I still want to go down to my man cave on a spiral staircase.
How many couples get split up because the wife or the husband can't go up the stairs and the other one's like, I'm going.
Who was the first person to design that? What a cool design, though.
Great design.
Like a staircase that doesn't take up a lot of space.
Do you not think of sex when you see a spiral staircase?
Every time.
You're just like, they're going up to do the nasty.
Yes, there's some bed
that's
up there.
All you're thinking about.
With like feathers on the sheets.
Or you think of like a gorgeous woman coming down the staircase and you're like,
ooh,
she did it. That happened up there.
Got a bathrobe on.
You know some naughty stuff was going on up there.
That's why I want a spiral staircase.
Speaking of Tommy Two Nickels, there you go. RIP Spirit Airlines. Did you ever fly Spirit? I never flew.
Never did it. No.
Never did it.
I certainly will be okay with cheaper options at times in my life, but I've never had the desire to.
Yeah,
nor
but they
the
could never
to.
Get into the JetBlue did this.
Yeah.
JetBlue was around before. Like, JetBlue hit that market before them and it was better.
Yeah. The value meal of flying. RIP Spirit Airlines.
RIP Spirit.
I took Spirit one time with my wife and my kid when we went to South Carolina. And
now, was that a budgetary thing? Or was
yes,
that just...
of course, because we were poor and living in L.A. at the time. So, yes, there was...
Oh, you were really poor back
then.
Yeah,
so I was really poor at that point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I found it actually strangely refreshing because it felt like Soul Plane, where it was like
Soul Plane.
I'm gonna play the card here. Like all the attendants were black.
Yeah,
and there was no, you know, there's no Wi-Fi. There's no screens to watch stuff. Right. You're watching it on your phone.
Yeah,
and so everyone's just like talking to one another. And I'm like, oh, that? Wow, we're so social. Like it was actually like loud in the plane.
It's kind of unique.
Like, talking
yeah.
to one another. I was like, oh, this is actually kind of refreshing.
So are we losing something valuable here? And I didn't know it.
They needed Brandon as their spokesperson. Maybe the airline would have survived. No, if that was the message.
I was just bringing that up to say, R.I.P. Spirit.
All right, loaded second hour. The Blazers kick off their series against the Spurs this weekend. Let's start talking about that. In the second hour of 105.1, The Fan.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.